Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are discussing sheep grading with Dr. Martin Gooch. Martin is CEO of Value Chain Management International.
Welcome, Martin, and thank you for joining Flock Talk.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you, Jordan.
Martin, can you tell us a little bit about the type of work that you've done and continue to do regarding lamb grading and valuing? And maybe you can just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, be pleased to. I began my career in the farming sector in the UK and spent a number of years at college studying farming, and then had the opportunity to move overseas, try get different experiences. First started working in Canada and then went to New Zealand and Australia, where I ended up emigrating before returning to Canada in 2002. For me, farming is a passion. It's not just a focus of our work.
That's amazing. Can you talk to us about the efforts you've seen in the Ontario sheep industry in terms of progress towards adopting and standardizing lamb grading in the value chain? How does this compare to other nations like the US, the UK, New Zealand, and Australia, and their efforts to do the same?
I would say there's certainly been movement in Ontario. There's clearly been movement. You have a number of innovative visionary leaders. I won't name them, because I don't want to call them out or make them feel embarrassed or whatever. But also, that there are clear leaders in the industry, and it's exciting to see what's being achieved, and that has been achieved. I would say the efforts in Ontario at this point are somewhat disjointed compared to what you see in New Zealand, Australia, and the UK, and there's certain reasons for that. I think part of it is the maturity of those industries and the widespread acknowledgement that grading is a fundamental part of the overall value chain's operation. And in relation to the acknowledgement that the consumer is the only one that puts money into the chain, everyone else takes it out. It's the responsibility of the industry to coordinate how equitably that money that the consumer has put into the chain is distributed to enable sustainable financial performance. And I just think that there's been more of a general focus on that in those countries and a more acknowledgement of that in those countries. And that's not dismissing anything that's occurred in Ontario.
Martin, in your 2017 study, the Exploratory Ontario Lamb Grading Study, you describe how one of the major values of introducing grading is that it creates a common language that can extend along the value chain. Can you expand on some of the ways that sheep farmers can directly benefit from that common language?
So you see a sheep or a lamb standing in a field. Let's say it's 100 pounds. It's a lovely looking lamb. It looks phenomenal. Around about a quarter of that animal is actually worth money. And you don't see the part of the animal that's worth the money. The only way to identify how much that animal is worth is by understanding what consumers value, why they value it, and how you can link what you're doing on the farm to what consumers are willing to pay. And that requires people to be able to communicate. It doesn't mean that all people agree, but it provides a foundation on what people mean when they share terms. One term being yield, for example. Yield from a farmer's perspective will typically be how many bushels of crops do I get off this acre? How many lambs did my ewe give birth to this year and survive? Yield from a processor's perspective will be how much saleable meat do I get off this carcass, this animal that I bought? Yield from a retailer's perspective is how much value do I get from this meat, this cut-up meat that I've purchased and I subsequently sell to my customers. You can, all of them can use the same term, but it means different things to them. So it's about establishing this common level of understanding. So when the processor talks to a group of producers or producers talk to a retailer, they all have the same common understanding, which enables them to learn, share insights, such as one of our team led, he and his father created livestock marketing, a really innovative, successful UK-driven lamb initiative. And one of the groundbreaking things they did, they got a retailer to come and talk to a producer or group of producers. And in turn, the group of producers could fire questions at the retailer. One of the producers told me afterwards, they thought this, that John Morgan, sorry, Philip Morgan, who was an initiative with John's father, they thought he was on a different planet. They thought he was crazy. But they came to realize the value of talking and sharing insights and learning from each other.
That's wonderful. So introducing new processes, especially at the processing plant level, can be a tough sell. There are tight margins. How would you encourage processors to implement grading on top of all of their other responsibilities? And is the pushback to adopting grading mainly financial, or are there other pushbacks you've encountered?
So change is always hard. We're adults. We don't like changing. We don't like doing things differently. All processors, to some degree, will be grading. That's part of the processing activities. It's how you grade. For instance, the GR knife, which is what we tested with and prototyped during the grading study with SFO, it could just be all you're doing is replacing the current means of grading with a GR knife, which would mean training someone. The way, and in terms of getting someone, a member of an employee to use the knife, it's about saying, this is going to make your job, can help make your job more rewarding. You'll be learning something new. You'll be helping us to create value and sustainability for our business. And also, we want your feedback. You're not just a pleb who's doing this job day in, day out. We need you to be wholly involved in helping us create more value for our business, which will ultimately lead to job security and financial benefits and other benefits for you.
Martin, speaking to that value that's created on the farm through adopting a program like this, could you maybe speak to how widely implementing a grading system can help farmers make better decisions?
When I worked for a company, the final company I worked for in Australia was called Perfection Fresh. It was in the produce industry. And as you walked into their office, there was a sign above the door. It said, the memory of poor quality lasts far longer than the memory of price paid. And helping farmers make money from grading is about getting that quality. The quality of the product, the consistency of the product. Consumers do not like buying on a lucky dip basis. They want predictability and consistency, and they demand it. A great analogy that I read in actually an Australian book on capturing value in agriculture used wine labeling as an example. They said, imagine that someone breaks into a wine store one night and they swap all the labels on the bottles of wine. Immediately, no one knows what wine they bought. And that will affect some consumers' perceptions of wine to the point they'll stop buying that preferred wine because it's immediately destroyed their perceptions of value. Imagine now that someone breaks into that wine store 3 days running or on three occasions and does exactly the same and swaps all the labels around. Immediately, no one knows what to expect from the bottle of wine they purchased and opened, and all their perceived value drops to that of a big basic commodity. They will immediately not pay anything above what they believe that bottle of wine is worth, and there's no differentiation in the marketplace. If you don't have grading, if you don't have consistency, if you don't have a product that consumers trust, you have a commodity. And the basic purpose of grading is to break out of the commodity cycle.
That's a really great segue then into, okay, we want this. How do we start? Baby steps, you know, where do we start to implement a grading system? Are there some smaller, lower cost entry points, like education or pilot programs for the industry to consider?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And it's not about getting the seeking to get the entire industry on board. It's about how can you help the innovators, those with the vision, those that see the opportunity, helping them, encouraging them, supporting them, and then others seeing how successful that is. My PhD professor, who's been a real mentor, and he's led industry innovations in multiple parts of the world, very practical gentleman, he said, there's three types of managers in this world. There's the managers that make change happen, the managers that let change happen, and the managers that wonder what happened. The keys to focus on to help innovate are those that want to make change happen. When I was doing my PhD, I came across a statement that said consensus destroys motivation. Because by the time you've got the consensus, the agreement of the two other types of manager, not the manager that want to make change happen, you've lost the interest of those that want to make change happen. Don't worry about the wider industry. I know, you know, of course, you have to be aware of it. But look at pilot and demonstration projects that those that want to make change happen, that see the opportunities to benefit financially, because at the end of the day, this is all about money. None of us have a none of us are charities. So it's how do you increase profitability by doing things smarter, not harder? And working with those, refining it, testing it. And there's no way in the world that Ontario could establish something like Meat Standards Australia anytime soon. That was a long, protracted process. But it just shows what can be achieved by having a fundamental, objective way of measuring quality in relation to market demand.
That's a really great way to finish. Thank you very much, Martin, for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron. And thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Martin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our education-themed interview with Mira Lionbloom from Eggscape.
All right. The Eastern Sheep Expo is the premier one-day annual event targeting sheep producers in Eastern Ontario and Western Quebec. Held annually in South Mountain, Ontario at the Mountain Township Agricultural Hall. This year's presenters include Ontario Sheep Farmers Chairperson Art Alblas, from the Animal Health Lab in Kentville, Dr. Emily Ratstep, Corlina Patterson of the Canadian Sheep Federation, and Lori Moss with No Sheep Sherlock. It's going to be a local 4-H food booth on site. We're also going to have prizes, silent auctions. We're also going to have a trade show available for everybody to come and enjoy. So that's Saturday, April 13th, 2024, at the Mountain Township Agricultural Hall in beautiful South Mountain, Ontario. The address is 2967 Loft Road, South Mountain, Ontario. Admission is $10 at the door. Hope to see everybody there.
We've been busy with farm shows and meetings the last 2 months. OSF had a booth at the Western Fair Farm Show and met many new and prospective sheep farmers to add to our membership list. OSF also had a booth at the Northern Ontario Farm Innovation Alliance Conference in Sudbury, where farmers spent 2 days cultivating connections and celebrating sustainability. Thank you to District 10 Committee for welcoming me to Eastern Ontario over the March break for the Ottawa Valley Farm Show. It was a great 3 days where I met many producers and enjoyed the amazing trade show. And last but not least, Ontario Sheep Farmers Dairy Sheep Committee hosted the annual Dairy Sheep Symposium in Floridale. We had a record crowd and 15 vendors in our trade show. Thank you to our sponsors and trade show participants and to our speakers. It was a great day of learning and networking. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts to our future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends. For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, and at Ontario Sheep on X, formerly Twitter. And visit our website at ontariosheep.org.